I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Air pollution from power plants, vehicles, and other sources can worsen asthma and other health problems. So as the Trump administration reduces air pollution regulations, many clean air advocates are worried.
It's very scary because it's not abstract, right? Like, my son has pretty severe respiratory issues.
Isabel Gonzalez-Whitaker is with the nonprofit Moms Clean Air Force, a group of parents working to protect kids from pollution and climate change. She says given federal rollbacks, the group is focusing on state and local advocacy.
This is a trying time, so we're looking for opportunities where we can find them to drive impact.
For example, they're pushing for state policies that limit air pollution, advocating for states to plug abandoned oil and gas wells that emit methane, and building support for more electric school buses. And they're encouraging parents to turn their concerns into action by writing letters and op-eds, submitting testimonies to lawmakers, or lobbying elected officials.
I think the more that we rally and the more that we provide voice to our discomfort and our disappointment, the less long, hopefully, that we have to live under circumstances that are super scary.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Supported and empowered by the students of SFU and listeners like you. For your community, by your community. You are CJSF.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey, 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 and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. It is September. I cannot believe it. I think just the fact that we flipped into September, it feels like a lifetime since I've been in the studio bringing you Girly So Groovy. Maybe it's just that mental note in my head that I don't want to admit that summer's coming to an end. We've got so much music in the next 2 hours for you. Consider this a 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. In the first hour, I've got music on the way from Basha Bulat, Hannah Georges coming up. Music on the way from Widow Speak, new music from Horse Girl, Caroline Rose, Boy Genius as well. We are going to kick off the entire 2 hours with a band that just knows how to create rock music that is wispy and willowy and from the depths of the dream world. I am talking about Mazzy Star right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Don't wanna say yeah.
Three-song set right there that feels like it still is just kind of lounging in the last rays of the summer sun before sweater weather creeps in. It is music here on Girly So Groovy. We just heard music from Horse Girl. Horse Girl were in high school when they recorded their stellar debut album called Versions of a Modern Performance. It was an eye-opening, blurring blend of 90s indie rock that was meant to feel live and loud. The Chicago trio became a New York trio recently as they began working on their deeply personal follow-up, Phonetics On and On, an album of coming-of-age guitar pop. They wrote it during their first year at NYU. It's a gorgeous album. Released back in February, we're still featuring it here on Girly So Groovy because it's just that darn good. This time around from Horse Girl, we heard the song In Twos. In the middle, it is a duo that know how to blend dream pop, country, classic rock, and indie pop into this hazy, haunting reverie. I'm talking about the duo Widow's Peak with their song Sleeper. It's the closing track to their most recent album, The Jacket. And then if there was ever a band that understands dream pop, dream rock, it is California duo Mazzy Star. Their song Bells Ring is from their breakout sophomore album, So Tonight That I Might See, released back in the early 90s. Let's keep this mellow vibe going. Los Angeles alternative musician Caroline Rowe, she has built a career as a champion of independent music. On her latest album, Year of the Slug, Caroline Rowe is recorded in GarageBand from her phone. And then on top of this, Caroline Rowe toured the new album in a series of solo performances. She did it in exclusively independent venues, carefully chosen to avoid large service fees for her fans. And if that's not indie enough, the new album is only offered on Bandcamp and not available on any streaming platforms. Are you noticing a push by artists with ethics that are avoiding these big commercial streaming sites? Huge kudos and applause and support should go to these independent artists. Caroline Rowe right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Julian wants to know why all the queens get the spotlight. I got bags under my eyes, 'cause my baby keeps me up all night. We watch the Indy 500. See us coming. Late night exit swingers, just drop them off at sunset. X is sleeping in his truck, 'cause he lost everything that he loved. JP Mooney bought the bow that ended his career in one book. From Long Beach, Caleb's from Long Beach.
watch the Indy 500. They never see us coming. Julian's got plans, so he bails, and now everybody's upset. You grab the corner table. You're weak if you pick 2%. I just wanna be there for someone completely. A foundation, four walls and a ceiling. But better run for cover, cause here I come. Can you feel me? The air's getting heavy, they're clutching their rosary beads. Everywhere I go, I bring the rain. Everywhere I go, I bring the rain. I just wanna lay here in this bed forever. Just me and my dreams alone in my head together. Where everything is covered and everything is warm. Well, the flies gather round my French bedroom door.
Met you at the dive bar to go shoot some pool. Make fun of the cowboys with the neck tattoos. Ask you easy questions about work and school. I'm trying to be cool about it, feeling like an absolute fool about it. Wishing you were kind enough to be cruel about it. Telling myself I can always do without it, knowing that it probably isn't true.
I came prepared for absolution if you'd only ask. So I take some offense when you say no regrets. I remember it's impossible to pass your test, but I'm trying to forget about it, feeling like I'm breaking a sweat about it, wishing you would kindly get out of my head about it, telling myself one day I'll forget.
Once I took your medication to know what it's like, and now I have to act like I can't read your mind. I ask you how you're doing and I let you lie, but we don't have to talk about it. Walk you home and practice method acting. I'll pretend being with you doesn't feel like drowning. Telling you it's nice to see how good you're doing, even though you know it isn't true.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women.